letters, the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 6. This is letter number 1836, dated Baruch Hashem, Yud Elul, the 10th day of Elul Toshi in Beis Brooklyn, Shalom of Racha. So we don't have the beginning of the letter, but the Rebbe ends like this. He says, Rebbe says, you're complaining about the situation of the yeshiva in the place where you live. Complaining about it. So the Rebbe said, I have already written to you several times, and I've also told this to you orally, that this idea of Marashchoira literally means a black gall, which means the feeling of depression, criticism, that type of approach of being critical, basically, that you should use that sort of the level of, it's a kind of a depression or use it to intensify your study of Torah, push yourself there. But this is at all not to be used as in connection with your community work, because this sort of interferes, whether it's the people who is like the depression, the one who's Morish Chayra, and also to those who help him and work together with you. And he says, it's without a doubt. So here we're talking about a shaliach who was complaining about the community where he lived and about the yeshiva there. And the Rebbe tells him, don't use this marash chayra, this criticism, or this seriousness, to use this in the community affairs. That interferes. Since it's without a doubt, since my father-in-law, the Rebbe, sent you, so you have the power of the sender, you have the Rebbe's power. And let it be as you say, the Rebbe says, even if we accept that you say that this is not an easy place to do the work. In other words, he has a challenging place, the place, it's a difficult place. But let it be that it's true. But for sure, you will agree that relative to the strength of one who sent you, you should not be impacted at all. Especially that in your community, you see success, divine providence, in many aspects, and the yeshiva, this is not similar elsewhere. In other words, your place is pretty good relative to other places. And the fact that there are some details that have not yet been corrected, so it's possible for two reasons. Number one, the way it works in the whole direction, it goes slowly but slowly, you chase out the negativity. You don't do it once at once. It's paraphrased on the verse when it says that Hashem will get the people that lived in Israel away from, chase them away. Hashem says, I'll chase them away slowly. I'm not going to chase them away all at once. So the way we work in Kedusha, we do a little bit at a time. So we can't, in one day, accomplish everything. So we go a little bit. And the number two possibilities is that maybe those that work in the yeshiva and those that lead the yeshiva have not merited, or the Rebbe says zochu, they have not yet clarified zichuch ubirur, and these people did not have the privilege, so they sort of ruined those pipelines temporarily for success. And when you do teshuva, literally, which means to keep the classes of Chumash Til Matanya and the Mikvah, Tfilas Ezra, Akoyetzabai, so automatically it'll straighten out, the pipelines will open up, and you'll get the success in its fullest capacity. I look forward for good news, and I'm signing off with blessing of Ksivach Simatoyva. So here you have somebody complaining about the community that he lives in and the difficulties, and that the yeshiva isn't as it should be, and there's problems over there. And the Rebbe says, this Marash Chayra, bringing on this hard feelings, isn't appropriate for community work. That's appropriate for sitting and studying Torah, to get yourself to sit and do study, but not for this kind of community work. It interferes. And the Rebbe says, you were sent there by the previous Rebbe. So let it be, even if it's not an easy place, even if it's true, but the Rebbe has the koyachas, the Rebbe has the power. If he sent you there, there's nothing to be affected by what's going on over there. And the Rebbe says, the fact that it's not completely the way it should be, either because it takes time, or B, is because the people there aren't utilizing. They did things in the in a way that they closed up the pipelines of the blessings. And the Rebbe says, you need to do teshuvah, which means keep the classes, Chumash Tehillim V'Tanya, go to Mikveh of Ezra, and then it'll straighten out, the pipelines will open, and you will see the Eivush's blessing of Kesiva. So the Rebbe doesn't accept anybody's complaint in that sense, but the Rebbe says, you got to do better.